Indiana Road, that's it. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
Gee, the place is such a mess.
Dad, they're giving a concert in Westport next month.
That's the big news?
Yes, that's big news, Angela. In your terms, it would be like Vic Damone coming to town.
Is it okay if I go?
Sure.
Thanks. One more thing. Tickets go on sale at the mall tomorrow morning, so I'm going to have to get in line kind of early.
How early?
Now?
Are you going to stand in line all night for concert tickets?
Yeah, forget about it, Samantha. It's crazy.
That's right. It is crazy. I think you should let her go.
What?
Talk that talk, Mona.
All teenagers need to break loose once in a while.
I didn't.
We're talking about normal teenagers, dear.
Come on, Dad. There's no school tomorrow. There'll be plenty of security guards and the falafel stand is open all night.
Well, I guess it'll be safe. Is Macy's open?
No.
Then I'll be safe, too. All right, look, you promised stay in a well-lit area.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Oh, you're the best. Oh, this is going to be so safe and well-lit.
Well, I guess I should be glad. I mean, hey, it's pretty tame stuff compared to the things I did as a kid. Huh?
Like what, Tony?
Well, I remember this one time I was delivering pizza in Grand Central Station, you know? So I see this really pretty girl, so I follow her on a train, right? I struck up a conversation by Newark.
You know, pepperoni's a hell of an icebreaker.
Anyway, We're in Love by Cleveland. And if I don't get thrown off that train in Chicago, I got two kids in college right now.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think of some of the crazy things I've done...
Yes, Mother?
Oh, I can't tell you that one. I promised the senator.
Oh.
But I can tell you about the time my date and I snuck into the drive-in movie in the trunk of a car.
Oh, Mona, I do that all the time when I was a teenager.
This was last week.
Well, those were the days, eh?
Come on, Angela, didn't you ever do anything wild?
Oh, let me think.
Don't bother.
Come on, Mona, seriously. Angela, didn't you ever call up the supermarket and ask them if they have olive oil in a bottle?
Why should I do that?
Because after you call them, right, you say, you got olive oil in the bottle? They say, yeah. You say, you better let her out. Popeye's getting mad.
My, the things I've missed in my youth. If I only had it to do over again, I would sow a wild oat or two.
Angela, you wouldn't know a wild oat if it hit you in the feed bag.
Oh, no. I can be just as wild and crazy as the next guy.
Yeah, the next guy's Mother Teresa.
Okay, laugh if you will. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do all the things that I didn't do when I was growing up. I'm going to be wild and crazy and daring. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants. I'm going to be free and spontaneous.
What are you doing?
Making a list of all the spontaneous things I'm going to do.
After you. Hello, Mona. Hello. Hello, Sam. What's new?
Dad, you are really maturing. Weren't you worried about me being out all night?
Are you kidding me, Sam? I have a tremendous amount of respect for your good sense. And besides, I paid Ernie at the falafel stand to keep an eye on you.
You paid a falafel man to spy on me?
Yeah, the guy in the yogurt stand cost too much.
He should. You know, he's a lot cuter.
Get upstairs. Get out of here.
Well, did you two have fun sowing wild oats?
Fun, Mona? You say fun? We're talking thrills. We're talking chills. Me and Angela took a walk on the wild side.
Oh, Mother, you'd be so proud of me. I broke the law.
You know those little tags that they tell you not to remove from mattresses? Well, federal offense.
Yeah, yeah, and hey, I drove the getaway car.
Well, that should put you on the 10 least wanted list.
Hey, Mona, it was unbelievable, Mona. She was out of control, Mona. We're in a crowded elevator, right? She does this. Huh? Everybody started looking at me.
Yeah, they did. And then, to top it all off, we went to the plaza and we crashed a wedding.
Yeah. You know when a minister says, speak now, forever hold your peace?
She didn't.
She did.
I said, you have a terrible caterer. And I ran like hell. Oh, well.
Angela, I didn't know you could be so rude and crude. I have a new respect for you.
But I'll tell you something, Angela. I, for one, am glad you got this all out of your system.
Oh, no, no. No, there are a lot of other things on this list that I want to do. Like this. I can't do this.
Oh, come on, let's see. What
no,
is
it? No, no, it's silly. Show me what it is. I shouldn't have even put it on the list.
Go to Inspiration Point with Jake the Snake McGuire.
The Snake?
He was the wildest kid in school. And when he walked down the hall, all the girls held their breath and their jewelry. He had a DA and a leather jacket and tight jeans. And he didn't just talk, he hissed.
I didn't know you went for guys like that. I thought you liked boys that had those little safety pins on their glasses.
Mother, on the outside, I may have looked like Sandra Dee, but on the inside, Tina Louise was trying to come out. Jake used to ride this motorcycle, and he took all the coolest girls in town to a special place called Inspiration Point.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How can you make out on a motorcycle?
It can be done.
Well, listen, whatever happened to this snake dude?
I don't know. I didn't see him after I went off to Montague Academy. God knows where he is now.
Right here, under the M's. Look, McGuire Jake.
Really? No. I really can't call him. He wouldn't remember me. Such a crazy thing to do. Give me that book.
Well, Mona, what do you think? You think we should give her some privacy?
No.
Me either.
Hello? Is this Jake the Snake? It's him. Hi. We went to high school together. My name was Angela Robinson. Yeah, I didn't think you would. Thick glasses, buck teeth, slightly overweight.
Picture the Hindenburg with bangs.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. Oh, no, I've changed. Yeah, well, the braces worked and so did the Clearasil, and the Metrical just melted away those unsightly pounds. So, is there a Mrs. Snake in your life? He's single. I was just wondering what you would think about maybe going out for a drink or something tonight.
Busy guy.
Yeah, sure. 3344 Oak Hills Drive. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll see you then. I did it! I'm going out with the hottest kid in my class!
Oh, that's great. It worked out so good, too. It's not even a school night.
Oh, I have an unsightly blemish.
Looks like a big zit to me.
Well, thank you, Mother, but nobody but you will notice.
Whoa, Angela. Man, you look terrific. What's that on your forehead? Is it Ash Wednesday?
I wonder what old Jake looks like now.
Yeah, you know. Hey, Angela, don't get your hopes up. You know, people change. This guy could be bald, fat, and wearing a truss.
That's him.
Angela. Angela, don't you know anything about dating? No, of course you don't. I answer the door. You go upstairs and make an entrance.
Hey, where does the housekeeper stand?
On that spot in the carpet.
Ha 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 ha!
Angela, you look great. You really filled out.
Is he in for a rude awakening? Come in. Actually, I am Angela's mother.
Hello, Mama.
And this is Tony Maselli, our housekeeper.
How you doing?
How you doing? Can I take your helmet?
No, I'm cool.
Angela, dear, Jake is here.
Thank you, Mother. I'll be down in a minute. Jake!
Angela? You went from a walrus to a fox.
Thank you. You look exactly the same as when you graduated.
I didn't graduate. I decided to pursue my other interests.
Oh, like what?
Sleeping late, hanging around, and bumming, yeah.
Nice work if you can get it.
Well, I'd love to stay and kick it around with you folks, but me and my band gigging down the mason jar tonight, so we really ought to hit it there, Angie.
Oh, okay. The mason jar. Wait, isn't that the place where you used to play back in high school?
Same bar, same band, same three chords.
Angie, dear, could I have a quick rap session with you before you peel out?
Excuse me, I'll just be a minute.
So you're a housekeeper, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's my gig, Jake.
Call me Snake. You got a nickname, Tony?
Oh, yeah, call me Broom.
Broom.
Mother, what are you talking about? You're being ridiculous.
Angela, I know men. You don't. You are out of your league.
Mother, this is all perfectly innocent.
No, Angela, you are perfectly innocent. He is a snake. I don't want you going out with that sleazy writer.
Wait a minute. Are you forbidding me to go?
Forbidding you? Yes, I guess I am.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now I can cross number 11 off my list. Defy Mother.
Wait, come on.
Oh, Jake, I'm ready to feel the wind through my hair.
Your brain bumper.
Oh.
Angela.
Yes, Tony.
Whatever you do, keep your feet on the pegs and lean into the turns and hold on to his luggage rack.
Angie, your hog awaits. Later on, Mrs. R. Later, Broom. Keep sweeping.
Later.
I don't feel good about this. Angela has turned into a motorcycle mama.
Oh. Come on, Mona. Come on. She's gonna be fine.
Ooh. Hope she doesn't come back with a tattoo.
Dental floss? I think I have a gnat caught in my teeth.
I told you not to open your mouth on the turnpike. Hey! Yeah, it's time to rock and roll.
I like this one.
Dedicate the song to a very special lady from my past.
Number 18, romantic song sung for me.
Yeah! Gotta help it, baby. Can't make it by myself. Gotta help it, baby. I can't make it by myself. Oh, and if you don't somebody else. Bring me my nightshirt, baby. Put on your morning gown.
Should have been home by now.
You said that she could stay at Bonnie's until 11 o'clock.
I'm talking about Angela. And what kind of mother are you? You let your daughter go out with Fonzie's evil twin.
You know how all this started? It was started because you let Sam stand in line for tickets to that concert.
Mona, it was you who talked me into letting her do that.
Yeah. So I guess we have to share the blame.
Where did we go wrong?
Now the stage is bare. It's just me standing there with emptiness all around. If you won't come back to me, well, they can just bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Can I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Ah!
Music really gives me a buzz.
Oh, that was just wonderful.
Thank you. Tonight has been really groovy.
Well, speaking of grooving, Angie, let's say we go someplace, you know, kind of quiet, just you and me.
Where might that be?
Well, I got this special place. I like to call it Inspiration Point.
Do I look like that kind of girl?
Well, I think you do.
Thank you. Well, wait a minute. You've had a few too many pitchers. We shouldn't drive.
We can walk.
Oh, an evening stroll.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Where are we?
Welcome to Inspiration Point.
This room is Inspiration Point?
Not exactly. This is.
Oh, excuse me.
Hiya, sailor. What ship did you get off, the SS Hunk?
I'm looking for a blonde.
I could be a blonde. I could be whatever you want.
Yeah, well, how about helpful? Listen. I'm looking for a blonde about 5'7".
Well, I thought Inspiration Point was this beautiful place high on a hill where you could see trees and fields and a sky full of stars.
Well, if you lay down, you can see the Big Dipper.
So you're a housekeeper.
Yeah, it's a dusty job, but hey, somebody's got to do it, right? But hey, I got a great place to live, and my boss is real nice. Except lately, she's been acting a little, I don't know. Angela?
You like screaming? I can scream.
Hey, what are you doing? Get away from her.
Okay, that's the way you want.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't want to do it, but he had it coming. Angela, are you all right? I heard you scream.
Tony, it was just awful. It was the biggest cockroach I've ever seen.
Cockroach? I thought the snake was putting the moves on you.
Well, he was, but I could handle him. Tony, what are you doing here?
Oh, I was in the neighborhood.
You were worried about me.
Oh, no. I'm not one of them overprotective housekeepers.
Oh, right.
Well, so much for wild oat sowing. Had such high hopes for tonight.
You know, Angela, sometimes I think it's hard to relive something that you never lived in the first place.
Yeah, I think this ratty old sofa was Inspiration Point. Sometimes some things are better left to your imagination.
Ah, don't worry about it, Angela. Hey, whatever happens, we'll always have this.
Oh, Tony, this is better than I ever imagined. Oh, Tony, this is so beautiful. Thank you for bringing me up here.
What are you doing?
Crossing number 16 off my list.
go to Inspiration Point.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this one now? Mike Ott at Inspiration Point.
Oh, that's, make out.
Oh. Well, it's too bad that you didn't get to finish your list.
Yeah. I got so close.
I guess it's something that you really wanted, too, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would give me a real sense of completion.
Completion's good. This is good.
Thank you.